And welcome back to the KCII PM Sports page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Waco's Jaden Williams. Jaden, congratulations. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Jaden, heading to the state tournament. Congratulations on that. And before we preview Wells Fargo Arena, let's look back Saturday. You had a district, a Class 1A at Inglis Valleys. 30 seconds combined in your two matches. Both matches, you pinned the guy in 15 seconds. So, Jaden, how were you able to come out with such quick work there on Saturday?
I don't know. I just had that mindset. This is it. It's senior year. You got to get through this. And I just came out for a battle. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get it done quickly.
So looking at those matches specifically there, Jaden, what move got you into those good positions to come out with the pin?
First match, I had taken the guy down, and then the cradle was there, so I put him in a cradle and then leaned back, and it was pretty tight. And then the second match, I hit a Penn State shrug, and it kind of just flowed into in half, and it rolled over from there.
Mm-hmm. When you realized that you had that second pin and that you were a district champ and going to finish your career at Wells Fargo Arena, what did that mean to you?
It just was a rush of energy. I didn't know what to think. I was just very excited. It would be my first year up there.
Mm-hmm. And from a team standpoint, you guys had three guys at districts, all three advancing, Jalen and Jonah as well. So just overall, it looked like a great team day on Saturday.
Yes, and I was very glad that Jonah had gotten that wrestle back and really fought through to make it there also. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're 38-4 this year at 152 pounds. What do you think has contributed such a good senior season to you?
Just mostly my coach making, like, giving me that mindset that this is it, and this is, you worked for all of this all of the other 3 years, so you got to finish strong. Mm-hmm.
What part of your craft do you think that has improved the most from last year to this year?
Mostly setting up shots. I haven't been able to do that very well, but I worked on it hard a lot, and it came out to be good.
Mm-hmm. Travel back a few weeks now when you and Jalen Collins, it was pretty neat, on the same night you had the 100th match victory. You and Jalen have kind of been focal points of this Warrior Wrestling program for a while. You're both seniors. How special was that night? It's pretty cool to come out with your 100th win, but alongside one of your teammates on the same night, that had been pretty special.
Yes, it was. Just the fact of being with him and having him as a teammate, and then it comes out to both getting our 100 wins, and we're sitting there also battling for school records with each other, so it was a good feeling.
You start up a Class 1A state tournament here on Thursday at Wells Fargo Arena. Let's just preview that a little bit. Just talk broad. What is that going to be like stepping on the mat for that first match in front of a huge crowd in Des Moines?
Well, I've always heard people tell me it's a rush, and it's just this amazing feeling. Like, you're nervous at first, but then you see it. You don't want to look into the crowd at first, but once you do, then everything hits you, and it's just a rush of adrenaline.
Mm-hmm. How about the bracket at 152 pounds? What's your thoughts on the competition?
It looks pretty difficult. It's going to be a battle. You just have to come out and fight hard.
Mm-hmm. Any set goals that you have for this week?
I'm wanting to win Thursday, move on, and hopefully place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you alluded to your coach earlier, Seth Pugh. What does he bring to the Warrior program as it pertains to wrestling?
He's just an amazing coach. He was a great wrestler in high school, and he knows what it takes to win championships or make it to state, and it just changed everything for me, Jalen, and Jonah, and the other wrestlers too, and how hard he pushes us.
Mm-hmm. Fun questions here for you. If you could wrestle anyone, doesn't matter the weight, who would that be and why?
Well, I would have to choose Spencer Lee because, I mean, he's pretty amazing. And he's been undefeated for a while, winning 2 NCAA championships, mm-hmm. national titles, and it just be a surprise to realize how good he is wrestling.
Hey, that's a good choice. Hawks going to win this year, the title?
Yes.
Yes, they are. That's a good answer. Why wrestling? What about the sport makes you enjoy it so much?
Well, it's just this feeling of you get to battle with another guy out there on the mat, and it's like a lot of strength use, and it's just a battle to see who's better. And the flow of it just, it feels like a better sport. Mm-hmm.
What's the Jaden Williams go-to move on the mat?
Probably just a single leg.
Okay. Let's get away from wrestling. You are a senior. So what's the future plans?
I'm planning to go to Kirkwood for 2 years in the diesel agriculture program.
Okay. Why did you choose that field?
I've always seen, like, I wanted to go into mechanics, and I got offered a apprenticeship going further. So working with them this summer and then going to college and maybe continuing after college working for them.
Okay. Last question before we let you go here, Jaden, our sponsor. Jet Physical Therapy prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Well, before a match, you always have to keep moving. You don't want to be sitting down right before the match and then pop up and wrestle. I usually just jog, keep a stance, run in motion, or hit a stance drill in the hallway or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jaden, congratulations on a fantastic senior season, and best of luck this week at State.
Thank you.
That's Jaden Williams, a senior at Waco High School, joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Wrestling Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside one final time and close things out after this on the PM Sports page. You're listening to The One to Count On, AM.FM KCII.